This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks. Back in May, the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth went into automatic reactor shutdown. That's something that only happens, on average, once every couple of years at a plant in the United States. So naturally, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission sent a team to investigate. And they've just published their findings, and Boston Globe reporter David Abel joins us now to talk about them. David, what went wrong that day?
Well, it appears that on May 10th, as folks in the control room at the Pilgrim Power Plant began to restart the control rods in the reactor, there was an automatic shutdown because it began to generate too much heat, and that created a big problem.
And this report then cites human error and particularly calls out management on their training practices and brings up a lot of concerning points.
Correct. So this is the first time in years, apparently, that this has happened at Pilgrim. And there are a host of this invites a host of scrutiny and probably a lot more retraining and look at the folks who were running the power plant at the time.
The Pilgrim Station's license is up for renewal soon, and there are activists on the South Shore who'd certainly love to see it shut down. Do you think that this is going to have any bearing on that process?
Well, I asked that question to folks at the National, at the NRC, which oversees nuclear power plants in the country. And their statement was that this is more of a one-time event, and they make that sort of decision about licensing by looking at longer-term issues like environmental impacts on the community, aging infrastructure, and so forth. So they said that this is not likely to have an impact on whether or not they are relicensed in 2012.
Now, the Pilgrim Station is owned by a Louisiana-based company called Entergy Corporation. Again, you know, this report is kind of damning. What do they say to it?
The folks at Entergy say that they are learning from the mistakes that were made, and they're reviewing the report, which they just received yesterday, and they'll be deciding whether or not they appeal the findings, and they have 90 days to do that.
Ultimately, what does the NRC suggest should be done at the plant?
The NRC is saying that the plant has to retrain folks and make sure that the procedures of starting the rods that create the reaction to produce electricity have to be monitored a lot more closely, and that folks follow the standards that are set out.
And briefly, David, were we ever in much danger with this?
It appears that there was no real safety danger. It appears that the plant shut down as it was designed to do so.
All right. David Abel, reporter at the Boston Globe, thank you so much.
Thank you.